The Skagway Borough Assembly considers increasing sales tax to pay for major projects, and the holiday season kicks off in Haines with the lighting of the fort. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. At a Skagway Borough Assembly meeting last week, several residents spoke in favor of a 1% sales tax increase to help pay for the construction of an aquatic wellness center, part of the recreation center expansion. But that isn't the only major project Skagway will have to fund in upcoming years, so the Assembly voted the proposed sales tax increase pay for more than the pool. The expense of an aquatic wellness center has sparked a wider conversation at assembly meetings about the financial sustainability of the small town taking on a number of large, expensive projects. Those include a public safety facility, a recycling center, and senior center. Here's Borough Manager Scott Hahn.
We are right now very financially fit, but that doesn't mean that tomorrow we could push ourselves too far.
Northwind Architects estimates the recreation center expansion, which could include the aquatic center, would cost between $5 and $20 million. The Assembly considered an ordinance that would raise sales tax 1% during the second and third quarters of 2017 to repay bonds for the aquatic center. Several residents said a sales tax increase is a sacrifice they're willing to make for a pool. Josh Coffrin pointed out that swimming is a life-saving skill.
I've been a lifeguard. I've had family members who have lifeguarded and have had that opportunity to save a life. And I think that once you go down this road, you never know where that influence could stop.
There were a couple residents who said the pool is something the community wants but doesn't need. Here's Rocky Outcalt.
I am not in support of the pool. I would love to have a swimming pool. I'd also like to have a new truck.
A few residents who were in favor of the sales tax increase said it should be a year-round hike so the burden doesn't fall unfairly on seasonal residents and cruise ship visitors. Here's Elizabeth Lavoie.
I do think that we should carry any sales tax year-round. I mean, we're going to be using it. It's ours. I think that's fair and right, and I do agree that we do seem to be very good at wanting things and not as good at paying for them.
Assembly members pointed to an example of that when voters last year approved a bond for the public safety building project but rejected a sales tax increase that would repay the bond. The Assembly approved an amendment to this ordinance that would make the sales tax increase year-round and immune to tax holidays. Resident Jeremy Simmons suggested the proposed sales tax hike should go to repaying bonds for projects generally, not just the aquatic center.
We have this 1% sales tax, which is committed to covering the obligations that we take on that bonding process.
Assemblyman Steve Burnham Jr. followed that thread by proposing an amendment that the sales tax increase be intended for debt retirement of bonds and loans, both current and future, so it's not specific to the aquatic center. That amendment passed 4-2 with Angela Greaser and Jay Burnham opposed. At the end of the meeting, Burnham said he was not happy with that change.
It seems like it's turned into trying to pay down debt for the city, and the pool's getting totally removed from it, and it's just a sales tax increase, which I would not be for. I'm for a rec center expansion, and it seems like a large majority of the town is too.
The sales tax ordinance will go to a third reading and public hearing at the next assembly meeting. The recreation center discussion has been happening for a while, but the assembly still hasn't decided on the model for the project. At an earlier meeting, the recreation center board said its preference was a 6-lane pool with a hot tub and therapy pool. The assembly decided to form an ad hoc committee to explore what model the rec center expansion should take. Assemblyman Spencer Morgan said the committee could dig into what the community needs in a rec center versus what the community wants. When the tide is low on the Chilkat River, you can see a twisting pattern of water, sand, and rocks. Haynes artist Megan Morehouse created a mosaic of the Chilkat River at low tide using materials she found beachcombing. Morehouse is one of more than a dozen local artists participating in the Alaska Arts Confluence's Fort Seward Outdoor Art Project.
We are looking at the Chilkat River panel that I made for the Fort Seward Project. It's composed of driftwood that's found just out here on the Chilkat River and some mussel shells. And the mussel shells are crushed. The mussel shell part represents the water, and the driftwood is the sand or the flats. I have a view of the flats out there. At high tide, it looks like a river, and then at low tide, you can see all the sandbars, so that's kind of where I get my inspiration. I would spend a lot of time on the beach ever since I've lived here. I'm from Indiana, so there's no beach anywhere. There's lakes, which is totally different. So I've always loved going on the beach and spending time there. And I mostly did that to look for beach glass, but that's harder to come across. There's not as much of that out there. So in my times on the beach, I would just sit there and look at all this beautiful stuff that's right there, the rocks, the sand, the driftwood, so much stuff that's right there to work with. And when I first moved here, I was kind of paying off my credit card debt. So it was convenient to find free resources down there on the beach to make art with. So that's really why I started doing it. So this piece has the crushed shells that are the river, and there's little collections of whole mussel shells that are kind of spread throughout, just to represent, like, you know, the rough water movement in the water, just to keep your eye kind of flowing through the piece.
Has living in Haynes changed your artwork a lot?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, before I moved here, I didn't really have a lot of time for art, like as a job or as a source of income. And I do think Haynes is a very inspirational place. But so many parts of it are untouched by human hands, and it's just in its pure state that I draw inspiration from that for sure. And it's kind of a slower pace than other places that I've lived, so there's actually time, more so in the winter, to sit down and create and just look out the window and get inspired. And I think this piece represents the river and the waters around the Haynes area and the beauty that comes from them and all the different resources that we get from our rivers.
Haynes artist Megan Morehouse talking about her piece for the Fort Seward Outdoor Art Project, which is funded by a grant from the Art Place America Foundation. Dozens of Haynes locals turned up in Fort Seward on Saturday evening for the annual lighting of the fort. The festivities included a bonfire, carols, a live-action nativity scene, and, of course, the switching on of hundreds of colorful Christmas lights adorning the old officers' houses. KHNS's Jillian Rogers was there and shared this audio postcard.
Joy to the world, the Lord.
Seven minutes till cannon blast time.
Seven?
Yep.
There's one, huh? Oh, there's one over there.
I love it. I think it's a good start.
Yeah, the houses look like people put some pretty good effort into getting decorated. I mean, this looks as good as I've seen in a long time, actually.
Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sin.
But angels come right this way.
What's happening here is we're all dressing up for the nativity scene so that we can act out the scene. That night, baby Jesus was born, and like angels and shepherds and wise men all came to see him.
This is my first year. I think this is spectacular. It brings the community together, and it's great to see everybody out here, and the houses look fantastic.
lighting the fort's always a great time, you know. I get to shoot the fireworks, so that's always fun, you know. Not stumbling around in the snow, and the fireworks are loud, and the skies are clear, and the stars are out, so that's great.
Those were sounds from Saturday's Lighting of the Fort in Haines, put together by KHNS's Jillian Rogers. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening.